In 1990, a highly creative novel by British authors Terry Pratchett and Neil Gaiman was published. The title is Good Omens, The Nice and Accurate Prophecies of Agnes Nutter, Witch. On May 31st, Amazon Prime began streaming a new 6-part miniseries based on this book, and with a shorter version of its title, Good Omens. BBC Studios and Amazon Studios produced the series, along with Narrativia and Gaiman's company, The Blank Corporation. Unfortunately, Pratchett was diagnosed with early-onset Alzheimer's disease and died in 2015 before this project began. But Gaiman wrote the episodes in addition to producing. With a time span covering just about the whole of eternity to date, the plot focuses on the modern tale of an infant Antichrist whose family placement is arranged in hell and bungled by a group of satanic nuns. The saga continues with the eventual rise to power of the Antichrist as an 11-year-old boy to fulfill his unique life's purpose to create Armageddon and cause the angels of heaven and demons of hell to bring about the end of the world. Meanwhile, there is an intriguing subplot of a young woman who's descended from a 17th-century witch named Agnes Nutter, who wrote many accurate prophecies and then was burned at the stake. This end of the story even has a romantic angle to it. While the themes of Good Omens sound as serious gets, the tone of the miniseries actually is witty and even comical. Audiences will include sci-fi fans, Comic-Con attendees, and casual viewers who enjoy a well-told, colorful, and creative yarn. Michael Sheen and David Tennant star as the angel Aziraphale and the demon Crowley. They have known each other for 6,000 years. They share meals, chat on park benches, make all sorts of plans as a pair, and even save each other's skin on occasion. Of course, an angel and a demon should not be friendly, much less supportive of each other. However, these guys are gracious and rebellious to a point at which they defy the rules of their respective bosses, Beelzebub and Gabriel. And yes, that means trouble for each of these wayward spirits. The cast is a director's dream. In addition to the leads, Frances McDormand, Miranda Richardson, Jack Whitehall, John Hamm, Anna Maxwell Martin, Brian Cox, Bill Patterson, Nick Offerman, Nina Sasanya, and Derek Jacobi play part. In one episode, Benedict Cumberbatch plays Satan. All the actors seem to be having a grand old time as they convey this fast-paced, oddball, peripatetic tale of a fated apocalypse that may or may not strike down humanity. The production values are terrific. The special effects are convincing. The scripts are endlessly engaging, even when the storylines take viewers on lengthy twists and turns that lead nowhere in particular. The acting is first rate. Good Omens has rated highly with audiences, and there may be a sequel, which is unusual for any tale that ends in an attempted Armageddon, even if that Armageddon is severely mismanaged.